For 200 years, U.S. presidents have celebrated on their first night in office. Presidents spend the evening being entertained by performers and dancing in front of thousands of guests. Letitia Baldridge, who served as social secretary for First Lady Jackie Kennedy, has been attending inaugural balls since the 1940s.
Well, of course, the whole word ball means party, celebration. It's a festive, exciting word. It makes everybody feel good. Oh, I want to see pictures of that. It's a happy thing.
This year, there will be 10 official balls to celebrate the inauguration of President-elect Barack Obama. But there will also be other balls and celebrations held throughout the city, including the Africa and International Friends inaugural ball. Event chairman Walter Fontroy says his ball at the Gaylord National Convention Center will bring people from all over the world together to celebrate.
The world wants to be here to say you are not the only ones who are happy in the United States. We are. Let's do it together as a global family.
Fontroy says guests at the ball will see a taped address from former South African President Nelson Mandela before being entertained by performers from around the world.
They are going to send for us a festival of cultures. We're going to have from America, for example, the OJs live and in color at the ball, singing "People All Over the World, Join Hands." Join the love train.
Amy Gurrell, public relations director at the Gaylord Convention Center, says the chef at the center is planning the menu for more than 12,000 guests.
He has already ordered 2,000 pounds of beef tenderloin. So literally a ton of beef is on order coming in to help feed all of these guests who are going to be joining us on January 20th.
While the hotel staff prepares for the unprecedented number of international guests, Gurrell says event organizers have not heard if the new president will choose to attend this ball. But no matter which inaugural balls Mr. Obama attends, Letitia Baldridge says all the events are an exciting way to celebrate a new presidency.
They're to get people's attention and to get press, and nice press, because when you're having a ball, you're not fighting a political struggle in the middle of the dance floor. Hopefully you're not.
Even though the inaugural balls are a chance for new presidents to have fun and showcase their moves on their first night in office, Baldridge says the First Lady's dress choice often steals the show. Catherine Cannon, VOA News, Washington.